Mes amis, tapez écouter Passport to Modern Jazz KRVS 88.7. And we just heard from the man Skull, John Scofield from Flat Out. We heard Rockin' Pneumonia with Anthony Cox on acoustic bass, our own Johnny Vidakovich on drums. He shares drum duties with Terry Lynn Carrington on drums too. But not on that cut. That's well, you can tell. That's Johnny. And Don Grolnick on a Hammond B3. This was produced by a familiar name in jazz among jazz bows, Steve Swallow, bassist Steve Swallow, one of the premier bassists in, on electric bass. Before that, we heard from Peter Bernstein, Larry Goldings on Hammond B3, and Bill Stewart on drums. And we heard the tune Nobody Else But Me from Live at Smalls from 2011. And an interesting thing about guitarist Peter Bernstein is where he grew up in New York. He was born in New York, and he studied jazz at Rutgers University with Ted Dunbar and Kenny Barron, and then he completed his degree at the New School in New York City, where he met and studied with one of his mentors and influences, and an influence in all jazz guitar, whether you listen to him or not, Jim Hall. In 1990, Hall asked Bernstein to play in an invitational jazz guitar festival in which John Scofield and Pat Metheny were performing, and Bernstein and Hall performed as a duo. Whoa, pretty heavy. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. Of course, we started out with the man, Train, John Coltrane. We heard acknowledgement from his master CD, one of the great albums of modern jazz, Love Supreme, with, of course, Jimmy Garrison. And we play his son, it's great bass player, Fusion. He does a lot of things on bass, and Elvin Jones, of course, on drums. Let's get back to it. Next thing we're going to get into is somebody who a friend of mine in Vermilionville turned me on to at work. Is a player named multi-instrumentalist from Australia. And I guess there's some remarkable YouTube videos of him. It's we'll go to the list of instruments that he plays, but we're going to start out with Live at Montreux, Quincy Jones from 96. And in this session, James Morrison only plays trombone. Passport to Modern Jazz. And this is Quincy Jones, back to his big band that he kind of left in the early 70s to go into funk and production. Great big band leader. We'll be right back. And that's Quincy Jones. I don't want to get too stacked up with all these big bands. Quincy Jones conducting Northern Illinois University Jazz Band and the in-house band, which included Greg Filling Gaines, A. Roy Fuller, Nathan East, Stephen Ferroni, Louis Conti, and a backing vocals, which aren't there, but this is Quincy Jones, 50 Years in Music Live at Montreux, 96. This is from a DVD. And the background vocalists would be Mickey Brown, Sarah Brown, Adam Hutnick, D. Johnson, Jolie Jones, Patrice Rushen. Special guests include Greg Albright, Patty Austin, Brody Buster, Phil Collins, Mick Huckle, Chaka Khan, James Morrison, who we just heard on trombone, Dave Sanborn, sax, and Toots Thielman, of course, the harmonica player, and then there's some vocal sampling. Next, we're going to hear from him with Lalo Schifrin from 2000 live in concert at Philharmonic at Cologne, Germany, with the WDR band, and they do pulsations, and the solos here will be James Morrison on trumpet this time, Don Byron clarinet, Nestor Marconi on bandoneon, and Jean-Luc Ponty on the violin. The WDR big band at this time is Andy Hardaway, Rob Brienen, Klaus Osterio, John Marshall, Rick Kleffer on the trumpets. In the trombones, Dave Horley, Ludwig Neuss, and Bernd Lokam. On bass saxophone, Lucas Schmidt. Tenor sax is our Olivier Peters and Rolf Romer. On alto sax, Heiner Wilberny and Stefan Pfeiffer. Baritone sax is Jens Neufang. On piano is Frank Chastinier. On guitar is Paul Sigahara. John Goldsby is on bass. And I think this is a list of some of the people also who are guesting on here is an amazing amount of people too. James Morrison, of course, and he's on flugelhorn, trumpet, and trombone. Don Byron, of course. Simon Stockhausen on synthesizer. That must be something to be a Stockhausen and playing synth. Whoa, that's heavy. That's a lot of pressure. Mr. Marconi on bandoneon. Jean-Luc Ponty, Gregory Hutcherson on drums. Trilo Gertu comes in on tabla on this Esperanto album. And Sidney Thiem on percussion. And this is being all compositions are by Lalo Schifrin and conducted by Lalo Schifrin. Let's hear Pulsations. Thank you. So our final track here with James Morrison is from his latest CD, Snappy 2, and he did one several years ago when quite a few players were still alive. But what's interesting is the album arrangements and tight section work, superb solos, all recorded in state-of-the-art sound. In short, it's everything you'd expect from a 17-piece big band. This is, I'm reading along here. But while there are 17 pieces, there are only two musicians. Jeff Hamilton plays the drums, and James Morrison plays everything else. The five saxes, four trumpets, four trombones, piano, guitar, and bass. Plus, he composed six of the songs and arranged 10 of the tracks. This is the kind of player that everybody's heard from Sydney sometime. If you saw the Olympics in Australia, he wrote that too. So he's just everywhere. You know, Quincy Jones Band, Lalo Schifrin's big band. He's just everywhere. So we're going to hear him do this. And then I found something on his blog that is kind of interesting, how he approached it and what he expected, and blah, blah, blah. Passport to Modern Jazz. les amis, tapez écoutez Passport to Modern Jazz KRVS 88.7. And James Morrison writes on about this track, Getting Sentimental Over You from Snappy 2. Well, it's just him, Jeff Hamilton on drums, and he's on everything else. There seems to be no rhyme or reason to it, just whatever I felt as it went down. Although it's not all first takes, it is all me playing. No MIDI programming or speeding up or slowing down of tracks was used. One person even suggested I might be playing keyboard bass. No, every instrument is just as it would be on a live gig with a real band. The bass I used should be mentioned, an Australian design and made instrument by Epic. It's made out of composite materials and made for a great sound. Man, this guy must have some bills and equipment. God almighty. And we recorded it with no picker, DI, just a couple of mics capturing the sound in the instrument. The only electronic instrument used was, a Roland V piano grand, and it was played just like any other piano, only with tuning hassles, which Roland keyboards are infamous for. Of course, all the brass and saxes were Scargill equipment that he uses. To experience a whole big band gradually appearing, one voice at a time, is something I highly recommend. It's quite magical. And we started most charts with a click track, and I put down the lead trumpet first. And that's everybody's listening to that. So he didn't get a lot of, and some of the first takes that he thought were first takes, they had to be taken over, and things that were going to be some work, they were done in the first take, and there were a lot of first takes on this. And he's got a little comedy skit on YouTube that you have to see, and I want to thank my partner out there at Millionville for turning me on to such a great musician, James Morrison, who's definitely so much in command, and he'll be tripling on reeds and brass, I suppose, on some gigs. This is Passport to Modern Jazz. We're going to get to some Henry Kaiser and Wadada Leo Smith here from that great Yo Miles and Jinku album that I don't know about other people, but man, this thing is hard to get away with. You got to play some of this all the time. Yes, indeed. Where has jazz come to since Bitches Brew? Thank you.
Ah!